We'll now welcome on head coach Tracy Casey of the Central Rebels. That was pretty fun, wasn't it, Coach?
That's a good word for it.
A good amount of excitement up here, that's for sure.
It was a great match.
It really was. And you look at how it went down every set, and there was a comeback by one of the two teams. Arcadia Valley stole that first one from you. You stole the second one from them in dramatic fashion with Liberty Coleman in the service area. And then AV made a comeback in the third, but you were able to just avoid giving that one back to AV that time. Right. They had match point, all of that, and you ended up with the victory. How'd you do it?
You know what? They're a great team. They're coached well. They're disciplined. They don't let balls drop that should. You know, there are I would say that, honestly, this is the first game that we haven't been able to utilize the tip and setter or our hitters. And that has – our kids read the floor pretty well, and them not being able to utilize the tip is hard.
Yeah.
That changes our – and that's hats off to them because of their defense. And, you know, there was one there toward the end that they blocked – or that we blocked, and they almost got it back all the way back in that back end line. And that's why I said to the bench, I was just like, you know, they don't die. They never die. And but I felt like that's how we were in that second set. We wouldn't die either. So it was a great match.
Yeah, and you look
I'm
at
exhausted.
It. So am I up here. I can't imagine how it was down there. But, you know, you look at it, too, just looking at their offense, Arcadia Valley's offense, not just their defense. Maddie DeMent, she got on a roll at the end of that first set and kind of led the charge there in the comeback. And it looked like for moments there in the third, she might get on a similar one. You really, though, I want to focus on that second set. When you made that comeback, you were able to avoid kind of her getting the ball in her spots.
Yeah,
and that
and
was with Liberty Coleman in the service area.
Liberty Coleman in the service area saying we have to keep her in the back row.
Right.
You know, and Maddie's a great player. They have other players that are great too, but you can't, you know, you'd be silly to say that they're not trying to go to Maddie on everyone. And that's why there were a couple times that I was like looking at my team. Maddie's receiving middle back, and she's right front at that point, but she's middle back receiving. And every rotation for the entire match, she hit back, and she hit line every time. And we looked surprised every time it happened. So I was just like – and I looked at my coaching staff afterwards, and I said, I've said it in the timeouts. I have said it in between sets. What am I saying wrong that they don't understand? You know, and that's why I went back there and told them, and I said – we did not serve receive well. We did not play defense like I know we can, and we did not block well. So you're very, very lucky that we came out with that win. But they did have a lot of heart, and they weren't going to die. So that was also it. And we put the ball down a couple times, too.
Yeah, no doubt. And just looking at it, you know, when you're in that position, I believe the score was 23-16 thereabouts. In the second set, yeah. And you know you have to make good on the opportunity there, or the match is over. Maddie DeMent's in the back row. Liberty Coleman's in the service area. A lot of experience. Shows a lot of heart to know with that much pressure on you because, you know, you wanted to win this match,
right.
Of course. AV took two off of you last year.
Mm-hmm.
The heart and the focus it must have taken in those moments to get point after point after
point. And you know what? The only thing I kept saying, and I wasn't saying a lot, the only thing I was saying to them is the pressure's not on us.
Right.
It really isn't.
Right.
The pressure's on them to not let us come back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, yeah. We needed to win that set for the match to continue. But honestly, the pressure was on them to not let us back into the ballgame. And you could see as it happened, point after point, that the pressure was not on our side.
Right.
You know, it was on their side. But I still, they're a great team, and I thought it was a fun match. And Tara and I both said at the end of it was a great match, and we both enjoyed it. I said, and that's the way it should be, saying, you know, it should be where it comes down, 26, 24, or 20, whatever it was. And she's like, yeah, but on the wrong side. I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe for your thought.
Right.
But no, it should. It should be games like that that the people are on the edge of their seats, and I think everybody was.
Yeah.
I know I was.
Uh-huh. AV called a timeout in that third set. I believe it was 20-14 you guys were leading.
Mm-hmm.
Were you at all worried after how the first and second set went that they were going to come out of that timeout trying to get a charge? And, of course, eventually they did.
No, it wasn't worried. it was expecting it.
Right.
Because I did expect that to happen. And so I was trying to get my team to utilize the opportunities that we were given, and I kept saying different things to my setters like, okay, so this is where we need to be going with the ball. We need to feed Lizzie right now. We need to feed her because they had a shorter blocker on the right-hand side. And you need to do that. And two times we went middle and we got blocked both times. And I was like, do you understand what it is that I am saying to you? And then after I said it, they were like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. And I said, that would have made a huge difference at that point. And they were like, yes, yes, it would have. And so anyway, it was just, it's things like that. I wasn't scared that it was going to happen. I really just expected it to.
Well, looking at your hitters too, you've got some talented ones, of course, mm-hmm. Coleman, and you just mentioned Lizzie Marler, really taking advantage of her opportunity tonight. You went to her a lot, as you mentioned. Everybody talks about how much, you know, AV would go to Dement. You guys went to Lizzie Marler quite a bit. She was actually our Apple. He's a Farmington player
awesome.
Of the game for her consistent play tonight.
Yeah.
And of course, she was a little bit banged up too, which showed a lot of heart there.
And, you know, that's the other thing. I just kept saying to the girls, I know that you're not 100%, saying it to Lizzie and Libby, but this is the only time we get to play them.
Yeah.
So, you know, either you can go or you can't go. And they're like, we can go. I'm like, okay. You know, it's one of those things. I couldn't have kept them out of the game. But, yes, Lizzie, that is a great word for her. She's consistent. We need, and she can get a hold of it, and we need to go to her as much as we can.
Well, this is obviously a big win for your team. You did great over the weekend, shorthanded a little bit too.
Mm-hmm.
And now you look, you know, later in your schedule, you've got Jackson for your next one at home. Any thoughts on them as they approach here?
You know what? We're just going to approach it one day at a time. We're going to take tomorrow off.
There you go.
And practice Sunday and give these girls need to enjoy this win for a second. And then we'll go back to work on Sunday afternoon. I don't know much about Jackson except playing him over the summer. But we have a big week next week. We've got three games next week and got to get back into that. And I got to get everybody healthy.
Of course. Yep. All right. Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much. And congrats
Absolutely.
On the victory tonight.
Thank you so much.
Head Coach Tracy Casey of the Central Rebels joining us here.